So just a couple things to start off with, a couple roster moves. We claimed Odey Abouche. He was with the Jets previously and was on the wire, and we claimed him to the 53. Add some depth on the offensive line. We traded Keyshawn Martin to the New England Patriots. And probably be some more moves, who knows how many, towards the end of the week here leading up to game time.
Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Joining me now, Executive Vice President and General Manager of your Houston Texans, Rick Smith, for his weekly visit. And this has been a busy week for you indeed. A lot of roster moves, a lot of transactions. Let's start with the big one earlier this week, and that was the Keyshawn Martin trade.
Yeah, we traded Keyshawn. Keyshawn's been a great member of a football team for a few years now, and we have numbers at the wideout position. And Coach O'Brien and I always talk about creating the most competitive roster as possible. And so we felt like we had some depth at the position, and so there was an opportunity for us to get some value for Keyshawn. It's a good situation for him. I think he was not excited about it, but he understands that this is a chance for him to go and continue to his career and maybe have a chance to be more productive this year, and so we made that move.
You know, we saw a little bit of it on Hard Knocks, you know, the having to let players go, releasing them. How much different, or is a trade conversation different?
Well, it's different in the sense that it's not the end for the player. And so, you know, we drafted Keyshawn. He's been here. This is his home. And so from that standpoint, it was a little difficult for him. But at the same time, you're talking about another opportunity, a new opportunity for him to go to an organization, very successful organization, and play with a guy like Tom Brady. And so it's a good situation for him that we're moving him to. And so from that standpoint, he was pleased with that.
Okay, so some corresponding moves, not that this is the corresponding moves, but really from a wide receiver standpoint, bringing up Chandler Worthy from the practice squad.
Yeah, you know, we really like what we saw in Chandler. He adds an element. We talk about playmakers, and we talk about players that add dimensions to your football team. And he certainly adds a dimension of speed to the offensive side of the ball and the return game. And so felt like we could give him an opportunity to see if he can come out and help us win on Sunday.
And we had a chance to meet in the locker room earlier, Odey Abouche, signed from or off the Jets. Just tell us a little bit about him and kind of just your thought process in filling that spot on the offensive line.
Yeah, you know, he has some familiarity with what we do just from the standpoint that Mike Devlin coached him. We felt like he played, when we went back and studied him, he played his best football with Coach Devlin. And so it was a chance for us, you know, as you look at the offensive line, you are always trying to bolster your depth on the offensive line. And he's a guy that has some power and some girth and some, you know, some ability inside to play the guard position. And so, you know, anytime that we can, you know, augment our roster, Patty, and improve the roster, whether it's, you know, players that are on the street or whether it's the draft or whether it's free agency or even trades or waiver wire transactions, we are going to do everything that we can do to continue to improve the football team. And we felt like that was an opportunity for us to do that.
And before all of that, Ryan Griffin was placed as an IR or?
It's injured reserve with the designation to return. Each club, and this was a new rule that we passed a few years ago, each club has one player that they can designate to come back from injured reserve. Because as you know, when a player is placed on injured reserve, he becomes ineligible to return for that season. And so each club has an opportunity to place one guy on that designated to return list, and he has to stay out for at least 6 weeks. He can go back to practice at 6 weeks, and he can return to a competition in 8 weeks, after 8 weeks. And so he is right in that wheelhouse with respect to his rehabilitative plan for his injury. And so hopefully, you know, he continues to get healthy, and he's back for us later on in the season.
That just, of course, leaves two tight ends on the roster. You're comfortable with that at this point?
Well, at this point, we are, and that doesn't preclude us from, you know, looking down the road here. As you know, we're always tweaking and looking to see if there's a way to balance out the roster. But we do feel like at least going into this game, we have a game plan from a personnel perspective, offensively, that we can survive with two tight ends.
All right, well, let's talk about quarterbacks, since that's been the hot topic all week long, with Ryan Mallett officially being named the starter now. Just kind of your thoughts on how it's all played out and what role you had maybe in all that, the way it's kind of come to fruition.
Well, I think Ryan's going to do a good job. I think he's excited. It was pretty apparent last week that the energy, the tempo, everything just looked a lot more efficient when he was in the football game. And obviously disappointed with the way that we started the game. And so I think in an attempt to make sure that we come out in this week's game and we're operating in a way that's efficient and operating in a way that's successful, that's why we made the decision. And as Bill said, every decision that we make will be predicated on one thing, and that's what gives us the best chance to win. And we feel like this is the decision that does that, and I'm expecting Ryan to go out and play well, you know, like he did last year when he had his chance.
When you watch this team last week on the defensive side of the ball, it's really the first time we've seen all these guys kind of out there together, gelling, because a lot of them didn't play in the preseason games. We didn't quite know what to expect with Clowney back. Just your thoughts on kind of specifically him, but how the defense came together as the game went on.
Well, and that's the thing. It's going to continue to get better. And you don't play defense as an individual. You play defense as a team. And that is a concept that is really not just cliche. It's the truth. And so guys have to start to understand where the other guy is going to be and understand the integrity of the defense and what the call is asking you to do and how you can be aggressive in some points in the defense and how you've got to go protect your buddy on other side, other points of the defense. And so the more they play together, I think that you'll see us continue to play much better defense. And I think we're going to be really good. I think in the second half last week, you started to see a little bit of that improvement, even from one half to the next, and I expect that to continue through the balance of the season.
And as we head to Charlotte on Sunday, just what are you looking for outside of a win against these Panthers?
Well, obviously we're looking for us to come out and play more efficiently and effectively on offense, first of all, and not turn the football over. You can't turn the ball over in this league anytime, but especially on the road, you can't do that. And so we've got to play clean football. I would expect to see our defense continue to play together and you know, to eliminate some of the things that happened to us last week, and hopefully we can build from that second half from last week and play the way that we're capable of playing and come home with a victory.
All right, Rick Smith, thank you so much for your time. We've taken another time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll get a national perspective on that very matchup. Stay with us.
Intercepted by Thomas Davis.